Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Wilson of the Stewart Library Foundation and the first ever recipients of the Foundation's International Travel Scholarship Program, siblings Kyle Fairchild and Danielle Morgan.
What is the trip that you're going on, where you'll be going to?
We'll be going to Peru, so Machu Picchu and a couple other different locations like the Nazca Lines and things like that.
Okay, so you both are going together then?
Yes.
Okay. Why were you interested in Peru? What kind of topics is it that draws most interest for you both?
I think for me, a lot of it was cultural. I remember learning about, you know, Machu Picchu and all of that when I was in middle school, and I've always been interested in the culture, the architecture, you know, just anything about that civilization. Of course, the beautiful landscape and things like that. It's just so much different from anything that we have here, and so that's always been an interest to me.
Anything to add?
No, it's just the architecture for me and how they built all these different civilizations, you know, with just their hands, and how they just did it, you know, in the side of a mountain is kind of cool for me to find, I guess.
This foundation international scholarship program is really geared towards those who are post high school in their, you know, early adult lives. So how do you hope this trip will benefit you personally in your lives?
I think for me, I work a lot with youth through the Adair County Extension Office. So one thing that I do is Clover Kids. They're really little kids, kindergarten through third grade. So I can take these lessons back to teach them about different cultures. And of course, we can do a STEM activity about architecture and things like that. And then for my high schoolers, just to encourage them to leave your community for a little bit, go out, explore, just to get a better understanding of people and how things work, and then come back and just pass that along to other people.
No, I thought your name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Are you the youth specialist for Adair?
Yeah, the youth development coordinator.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you do currently?
Currently, I'm an electrician for Randy Lilly, but I think traveling to a different country for me would interest me to see how different people live and how they have learned to survive in different environments where, let's say, they aren't as fortunate as we are, and see how they were able to adapt and do things that they do versus how we do it here.
So how did each of you find out about this scholarship program, and how did you feel getting into this application process?
I found out through Debbie Wilson, and she kind of talked me through how to find the application and things like that, and I think the application worked out really well. So.
Yeah, I found out through Debbie. She stood up, made an announcement at church, and so we were very interested from then. I thought the application process was really simple. I didn't feel overwhelmed by it at all, so I thought that was a really nice piece of it.
Didn't you even have to give, like, an oral presentation? Was that any nerve-wracking for you both?
The interview was a little bit nerve-wracking because I've only done, like, mock interviews for, like, school and stuff, so I was kind of nervous, like, a first big interview, I guess.
And have either of you traveled outside the U.S. before?
Yes, we've both traveled to Canada when we were little, and that's about the only time I've ever been outside the U.S.
Yeah, it's really not that different from the United States. Yeah.
So when are you hoping to make this trip, and how long do you think the duration will be?
I think we're thinking about going in May, and I think it's about 2 weeks, I think, is what we decided.
Yeah, 10 days, 2 weeks.
What did you guys think you were coming into the library today for?
I just figured they had some follow-up questions for the first interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Yeah, and so how does it feel to be the first recipients for this scholarship program?
It's really exciting, so.
It's a wonderful feeling, especially that they place their trust in us and that, you know, they believe we can do this and that we're good guinea pigs for them, you know, kind of quoting them a little bit there. But yeah, it's just a wonderful feeling.
After you do go on the trip, what is sort of the plan or the expectations, if you or any of the foundation members want to share, as far as kind of taking what you learned and bringing it back to Stewart?
I think the first thing we get back is when we get back, we kind of compile everything into like a big presentation, and then we have a kind of like a presentation for the community here at the library. This thing is the big main thing that they're pushing for after the trip.
Anything any foundation members want to add or say as far as having gone through this first application process and choosing recipients? Debbie?
We feel very honored that we were chosen to give this opportunity to young people. The age is 18 to 25, and it gives us a chance to expand their horizons a little bit. But it excited us because most of the time when you're handing out scholarships, you're handing out monetary scholarships for college or for some kind of schooling. And this was such a change up, a diverse way to that our donors are so generous and so gracious. And they said, please, we really travel a lot. We think that this is very important for young people. We would like to do this. So we feel pretty honored that they chose the library board to use us as be able to hand this out to them.
What about these two do you think stood out for you all and why you chose to award them this money to go on this trip?
I think their maturity level, we were very impressed with how they put together their budget and their plans, the knowledge that they had about where they were going, where they wanted to go. And we asked them questions such as, if we're not able to give you what's budgeted, how do you feel about saving up your own money and being able to finance the trip? So there's more of a buy-in on their end too. And they really had solid answers, very excited to talk about their opportunity during the interview process. And we interviewed them separately. And it was very fun to see the different personalities and the different areas of interest that they both have, even though they're doing the trip together. We were very impressed with their interviews, along with the applications also. I will tell you that we had wonderful applicants this year, wonderful applicants, and it was a hard decision to make, but we really believe that this is the correct decision for this year. And we're looking forward to next year. We will have the applications ready to go again in 2020, and we hope that even more people will apply for next year.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Debbie Wilson of the Stuart Library Foundation and the first ever recipients of the Foundation's International Travel Scholarship Program, siblings Kyle Fairchild and Danielle Morgan. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.